Chapter 5. Hear this, you priests. Pay attention, O house of Israel. Listen, O house of the king, for the judgment involves you, because you are a trap to Mizpah and a net spread over Tabor. And those falling away have sunk deep in slaughter, and I am warning all of them. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. For now, O Ephraim, you have acted promiscuously. Israel has defiled itself. Their dealings do not permit them to return to their God, because there is a spirit of prostitution among them, and Jehovah they do not acknowledge. The pride of Israel has testified against him. Both Israel and Ephraim have stumbled in their error, and Judah has stumbled with them. With their flock and their herd, they went to look for Jehovah, but they could not find him. He had drawn away from them. They have betrayed Jehovah, for they have fathered foreign sons. Now a month will devour them and their portions. Blow a horn in Gibeah, a trumpet in Ramah. Shout a war cry at Beth-Aven. After you, O Benjamin. O Ephraim, you will become an object of horror in the day of punishment. I have made known what will surely happen among the tribes of Israel. The princes of Judah are like those moving a boundary. I will pour out my fury on them like water. Ephraim is oppressed, crushed by judgment, for he was determined to follow after his adversary. So I was like a moth to Ephraim, and like rottenness to the house of Judah. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah his ulcer, Ephraim went to Assyria, and sent to a great king. But he was unable to heal you, and he could not cure your ulcer. For I will be like a young lion to Ephraim, and like a strong lion to the house of Judah. I myself will tear to pieces and go away. I will carry them off, and no one will rescue them. I will go away and return to my place until they bear the consequences of their guilt, and then they will seek my favor. When they are in distress, they will seek me.